prayer before reading of the Holy Scriptures. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. As we begin this evening's devotional, I would ask if you would please join me in opening up your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 5 through 12. That's St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 5 through 12. And this was actually the Gospel passage for this past Sunday's Gospel reading, beginning at verse 5. Now when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up, nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many large baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I do not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Glory be to thee, O God, Father. I know this is a familiar passage to all of us and was read this past Sunday in church for those who were able to attend this past Sunday's liturgy. But I kind of wanted to re-emphasize some of the points in this gospel as it is relevant not only in today's world, but specifically for many of our students who may be struggling in moments, especially as you have begun a new semester or as you continue with your life in the church. As we look at the context of this passage, we see the premise of the story begins with the disciples traveling with Jesus, and they go from one point and they reach their end to their destination. And as they reach their end destination, they realize that they had forgotten to bring any bread. For a moment, I want us to consider a couple of things, as was noted in this passage. The first, this passage that we just read and this story that is narrated to us actually follows two great miracles that Jesus had just performed. We know and are familiar with the feeding of the 5,000 as well as the feeding of the 4,000. And in those instances, basically, the disciples were called by Christ. They presented what they had, whether it be loaves of bread or fish, and then Christ multiplied and gave to the people in abundance, and there were still leftovers. But here in this passage, it's kind of interesting to me that after having witnessed these miracles, why is it that the disciples, first of all, probably even forgot to take bread? Was there something else on their mind? Was there something else that they had given priority to? Or is it simply out of their own mistake or just forgetfulness that they forgot? When I think of a journey, both you and I, we know for a fact that when we prepare for a journey, more than clothes or those things that we think about, one of the first things we always think about is certainly food, especially if it's going to be a journey that we're going to be walking or a journey that we're going to be driving. I know even growing up when we used to take family trips, especially when we were preparing for those 5-hour trips or 10-hour or even 15-hour car drives, my mom would always pack an abundance of food to make sure that we would be set from point A all the way to point B, knowing that we would not have to stop, but can be able to eat along the way. So I think about the disciples in this instance. And basically, they forgot to bring any bread with them. And then Jesus highlights something to them and says, out of nowhere, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And so the disciples were kind of confused. They were wondering, we simply forgot to bring bread, and all of a sudden Christ is saying to watch out and be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They simply did not even understand what Christ was trying to say to them. And they ask him, is it because we have not taken bread that you're telling us this? The first point that I kind of wanted to highlight to each of us this evening is the disciples misunderstood Jesus' point, because as he points out, as Christ points out to them, he calls them, O you of little faith. And this was kind of surprising to me, because when I look at the life of the disciples, these were the individuals, the first classroom, that was called by Christ, and they were the individuals that were most closely associated with him. Of course, we have Mary and Joseph and all those who were part of Christ's life, but as far as 3 solid years of living with Christ, of walking with Christ, of eating with Christ, and so on and so forth, and though this passage takes on early in Christ's ministry, it's interesting to me that throughout the gospel, Jesus tries to teach his disciples numerous lessons. And the same pattern takes place in all of them. They always seem to miss the point, and then Jesus corrects them. And that's kind of what we see in this passage. And the question is, why do they always miss the point? And one of those reasons may be because they were concerned about themselves and their own basic need, and maybe not necessarily seeing the greater lesson that Christ was trying to teach them. In this case, they had neglected their simple responsibility to bring along food or bread for a journey. And they were so concerned about what their teacher, Jesus, would think that they assumed he was actually addressing their own failure. But sometimes we ask, why would they assume that the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees refer to forgetting to actually taking bread? So sometimes I wondered, were the disciples really thinking that Jesus was instructing them to bake bread from scratch once they had crossed the lake? In other words, did they really think that Jesus was telling them not to borrow the yeast from the spiritually unclean religious elite? Thus, they misunderstand because, in a way, they were self-absorbed. And because of that, they were not able to think on the same level of Christ. And the main point here to remember is their lack of faith leads them to believe that because they forgot the bread, Jesus was actually addressing their mistake. And so the disciples, in a way, failed to realize the power of Christ. And this is why Jesus reminds them of the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000. Because there, when they had so little, Christ was able to produce even more. And you would think that they had learned the lesson. But there was another lesson that Jesus was trying to teach them through this incident. And in the course of the public ministry, that kind of brings me to my second point, is Jesus was often challenged by the Pharisees along with the Sadducees. We know the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the time. They were strict observers of the law of Moses. And they loved to question and accuse Christ for everything. They questioned him when he ate with sinners. They accused his disciples of breaking the Sabbath. They accused his disciples of violating the traditions of the elders. And they sought to test him by asking for a sign. And the Sadducees, in the same similar way, a religious and political group as well, they insisted only that the laws found in the Pentateuch were binding, and they rejected the traditions of the elders, the interpretations of the law that had been handed down. So in a way, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were people who were kind of opposed to each other, yet they joined in their accusations against Christ. They loved to challenge and discredit Jesus. And so when we look in that context, of who these Pharisees and the Sadducees are, I think the best way to begin is to take a look at what Jesus used in terms of his words when he talks about leaven. When we think about leavened bread, obviously the first thought that comes to our mind is yeast. Yeast is what makes something leaven. And we think of it as something that spreads or something that increases in growth. You use it to bake, you do those common things that we use yeast for. However, Jesus actually uses yeast here in a negative way. And when we think about it, when we use too much yeast in a food item or baking, whatever, we know what the outcome is and we know what happens. And here, I think yeast is very much synonymous with a type of cancer, if you think about it. Because the problem is, when too much yeast is put in, or even if it's small, it has the danger of spreading and spoiling. And that's what was happening with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, is that they were claiming false teachings and false doctrines that were spreading to the people around them. And so Christ's main message here was, watch out and be aware. And so Jesus compared the corruption of the Pharisees and the Sadducees to leaven and warned the disciples to keep aloof from their wickedness and malice. And so it's not enough to be part of an elite group and claim that you have the right to interpret law. Yes, the Pharisees interpreted the law and taught rigorous observance. They were content with external rituals and failed themselves to observe what they taught others to do. So the basic idea is that they led a double life. And when we think about double life, the word that comes to mind is obviously hypocrisy. They were very particular to look righteous outwardly, but inwardly they were quite the opposite. And so I think there's a couple of messages for us to take away for this evening. One is, the disciples were called, O you of little faith. Sometimes I wonder, are we people of little faith? And I wonder, how is it that we can increase that faith in the situations and the circumstances that we come across? Just like the disciples who forgot to take the bread on the journey, sometimes we too, we forget the food or what is required for our journey in this world. And because of that, I think one of the basic thoughts that we need to always keep in mind is that faith, yes, it's being sure of something you hope for and what you do not see, of course, but it comes from the inner being. It's not something that can just be taught to someone. It's something that comes from within. And when you have that faith, it helps you in terms of discernment and wisdom to be able to look through and sort out some of those false teachings that may be out there. And one of those things to be aware of is to have that faith in the church that we belong to, that the church is desiring to protect us from these false teachings and doctrines. And a lot of times, our people put our faith in those things that are out there that seem so convincing, that seem so good to the eyes, that seem so good to the soul, but really, it's bringing danger to where we end up being. And lastly, to resist a hypocritical attitude. I think this is something that we all struggle with in some way, shape, or form. It's very easy for us to present ourselves in such a way, whether it be on Sundays or in front of our families or in front of clergy and in front of people. But at the end of the day, we really have to ask ourselves, who are we and who are we to become? And only by really looking at these two questions, I think, will we really be able to understand the context of this passage and what Jesus was trying to teach his disciples. Ultimately, these 12 were called for a specific purpose, and they had the danger of moving away from Christ and following what they saw from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But Christ rebukes them, he corrects them, and he teaches them. But most importantly, He led an example for them. And I think that's the concluding point that I would like to make this for this evening, is that we have to become people who are not hypocritical in nature, but to be the example for others that will lead others to live the faith that we have been taught, and also to be able to discern and understand and sort through false teachings or doctrines that may be present in the world today. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever.